Hi everyone, this is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella Marketing, and today I have our latest social mediator recruit, which is Roz Tidman. Yay! What a warm welcome that was, eh?
Thank you very much.
There's only like four of us in the office. Anyway, how are you doing today?
I'm great, thank you, yeah.
Cool. And how long have you been with us now?
Just since December. So
December 2016, so yep. Yeah, a few months now. So
couple of months.
Got your feet under the table?
Sorting it out slowly, but yeah, learning every day. So
cool. And has it been completely different to what you thought it would be?
It has been. I hadn't realised all the kind of stuff that goes on in the background about social media and things like that. So it's been a bit of an eye opener.
I think it's quite a lot to get your head around. That initial training that you do is like, you know, 3 days to start with, then we sort of ease you into it.
Yeah.
But I think that's quite full on, isn't it?
It's a very intense 3 days, really interesting 3 days, but you do go home at the end of it kind of
brain kerfuzzled.
Yes, yeah.
Kerfuzzled, that's a good word.
Brilliant word. That explains how I felt.
So obviously, you know, working with us is only like a little part-time role that you've got with us, but what else do you do?
At the moment, I'm kind of setting up my own work from home business, which is as kind of a virtual assistant kind of business support. So I've just kind of changed careers in the last couple of months since December. So just getting that off the ground, kind of setting myself up with that. So.
And you're based in Northamptonshire?
Yep, based in Northamptonshire.
Okay, so if anyone is looking for some extra business support, Roz is your lady. So family life, have you got?
Yeah, I've got a husband and two boys who are 9 and 7, so they kind of take up most of the time, and we've just moved house, so a lot of time settling into a new house. New job.
Do you know, I think moving house is like the worst thing. I hate it. I absolutely hate moving house. So.
It'd be easier if the system wasn't like it is in the UK, and, you know, a bit more easier just to see a house, buy it, move in.
Because obviously you're not, there's a slight accent there.
Twang.
So where are you from?
I'm from New Zealand originally. I've also lived in Australia, so my accent is a bit messed up.
Okay. Yeah. And you came over here, I'm assuming, because of the other half.
Yeah, I fell in love with an Englishman. Yeah.
You've got to tell that story, because it's a wicked story. You don't have to say it, but I think I can cut it out if you want to. I think it's a good story.
No, my mum hates it when I say I met him in a pub. You know, some random Englishman in a pub fell in love, and then he went back to the UK, and then we kind of had a long-distance thing for a little bit of time. And then he said, come and live with Paris with me, and, you know, how can you say no to
Paris?
That?
Paris? I mean, yeah. Wow. So you lived in Paris for how long?
For about a year. So he's just on a work transfer and then kind of came back to Daventry, which was a bit Woo-hoo. Of a change.
Like Australia, New Zealand, Paris, Daventry.
All good. It's all good.
Doesn't have the same ring to it.
No,
though,
it doesn't,
it?
No.
Okay, so what were you actually doing when you was in sort of Australia and New Zealand?
Yeah, Australia, New Zealand, and then when I came over here, I've worked in local government, so I'm a policy analyst kind of by background, so lots of kind of research, writing, trying to bring partners and public together and getting the best results for the local community.
Okay, so a natural detail person as well, dot the I's, cross the T's.
Yeah.
Okay, are you a bit of a grammar ninja?
Not as bad as some people. I've never been able to manage apostrophes. I think I was off school the day they did grammar and back in New Zealand.
Okay, so we won't give you that many accounts.
No.
I'm only joking. Cool, no worries. Right, okay, are you ready for the quick fire round? Right, I have my bit of pen and paper handy. Yay. Okay, you've got to answer these. No hesitations. All right. She's looking at me dreading this. Okay, but the nice easy ones.
Okay.
And they may have a bit of a New Zealand-y twist.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Okay, so the first one, roast lamb or roast beef?
Lamb, definitely, if you can afford it in New Zealand.
Yeah, is it expensive over there, then?
Yeah, we export it all, so.
Okay, yeah. You'd think it'd be cheaper over there.
No.
Oh, okay. Right, grapes or grain?
Depends on how I'm feeling. Wine, usually.
Wine rather than beer.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Okay. A deserted island or city life?
Deserted island.
Yeah, away from all the hassle.
Yeah, away from my children and everything.
This is Jane's one. Rom-com or horror?
Oh, rom-com, definitely. It makes me sick watching horror movies.
Yeah, I'm on a high five you on that one.
Hey, you watch The Walking Dead. That's up there.
Well, it's not horror, though, is it? And that's all about... It's not quite rom-com, though, either, is it? Okay, right, this is a difficult one. All Blacks or Saints?
It is a struggle nowadays, but I've all black. So I've just spent last night watching the Richie McCaw movie, and recommend that to anyone that wants to have some inspirational leadership tips. But yeah, all blacks are the way. Sorry, Mark.
All right, the question that you know I'm going to ask, name three things in your handbag right now.
Right, my phone and my wallet, that's easy. And then just a pile of paper from the last 6 months that I haven't dealt with. Receipts, kids,
have you got
notes.
A big handbag?
Yeah.
Like Mary Poppins style. Okay, and your favourite social media channel?
It's Facebook, but I think that's because I'm more familiar with it. So not liking LinkedIn at the moment with all the changes. But yeah, definitely Facebook. It's a bit more fun, bit more interactive, I think.
Everyone hates LinkedIn at the moment. It's on one of these downward spirals, but I'm sure it will come back up.
I hope so,
yeah. It's settled down. So thank you so much for joining us, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.